Reading to kids is a great way to get them excited about reading themselves, and story hours at libraries are one way to do that. One Madison library has picked up on a new kind of story hour that's happening in communities around the country, story time with a drag queen as the reader. Holly Stork Post is the Youth Services Librarian for the Penny Branch of Madison Public Library, and Craig Schlegel performs drag as Miss Greta and will be reading at the Drag Queen Story Hour tomorrow at Penny Library. Holly, Craig, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Holly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Holly, let's start with you. How did you and your library learn about this idea, the Drag Queen Story Hour?
Sure. So I think a couple of us originally saw something on Facebook about drag queen story times happening in other libraries. I had seen a couple. My colleague Danny, who was really the motivator behind this event happening with the Madison Public Library, saw some and sent them to me. And we started watching some videos of this and really got excited about the idea.
And why did you think it was a good fit for your library?
So we love doing all sorts of fun events. Story times are kind of the bread and butter of children's services, helping kids get ready to learn how to read. And Drag Queen Story Time specifically is really meant to spark the imagination and play of children and introduce the idea just kind of gender fluidity and get kids looking at some great role models and seeing some inclusive and diverse readers in their lives.
Well, let's bring in Craig now. Craig, how long have you had the alter ego of Miss Greta?
I have been Miss Greta since February of 2013, so we're going on about 4.5 years at this point.
And how did you get involved in this Drag Queen Story Hour?
Well, Danny, Holly's co-worker, he contacted me to be a part of it, and I had worked with him before with the Madison Gay Men's Chorus to do a cabaret I was hosting for that, and he thought that I might be a good fit, and it's been really great, especially the first one was.
And Holly, yeah, how did that first one go? What were you thinking going into it, and how did it come off?
Yeah, it went really well. We didn't really know what to expect, but we had a huge turnout. We ended up tweaking our program a little bit on the fly to fit in more people. We had about 200 people in the library that evening. Lots of families, kids of all ages. I think we had babies on up to, 7 and 8 year olds. And everyone was just really, really excited about it and having lots of fun.
And what was it like? This, I imagine, is a different crowd than you'd usually be up in front of,
correct? Yes, absolutely. It's a far different crowd. Usually I'm used to dealing with people between the age of 18 and 25, and the capacity dealing with them is much more vulgar. So having to cut back on all sorts of things.
You can't work blue at the library.
No. I kind of got in the mind space of dealing with one of my friend's daughters. She's 2 years old, so just kind of being with her and reading stories and just kind of translating that into a large crowd.
So why do you think it's important for kids to meet a drag queen, to be read to by a drag queen, and other people who might be different than the people they're usually encountering in their day-to-day lives?
Well, I feel in the community, drag queens are seen as more of a gross thing. You go to a bar, you see them, you don't see them in the daylight. They're kind of like vampires. They're this mythical creature that
which
people
is kind of cool too.
Yeah, absolutely. Except we don't drink blood usually. But it's nice to interact with the community more on a wholesome basis, to know that we are actual people and this is more of an art form to us versus we go out, we party, we drink, we swear at a crowd of people.
And from the library standpoint, we really wanted to offer this story time in order to present something that is just kind of normal, making this an experience that is not a spectacle, not something to be pointed at and stared at, and really encourage kids to just get used to accepting differences and seeing people who may or may not look like them and their families.
We're talking about a Drag Queen Story Hour at a Madison library, the Penny Library. Holly Stork Post is with us from Madison Public Library, and Craig Schlegel, a.k.a. Miss Greta. So how did the kids respond, Craig?
It was surprisingly amazing. All the kids will run up to you. They'll say hi to you, even though you're 6.5 feet tall and wearing a brightly colored wig and a terrifying outfit. But children have such a bright outlook on everything. They just come up to you, they say hi to you, they ask you what's your name? Where are you from? Are you a boy or a girl? And it's just nice to be able to talk to them in such a common way and such an easy way that they understand whatever's going on.
And Holly, how did you see the response from patrons, parents, and kids?
Very similar. So I saw lots of kids, of course, who were just having fun, dancing, singing, really excited, dressed up. One mom with an older girl were some of the first ones to arrive, and the mom shared that her daughter was so excited because this was the first drag queen she'd ever met in real life. She'd only ever seen them on TV. Another family whose kids had lots of fun. They didn't tell the girls anything about what the program was, just that it was a special story time, and their kids love story time. But through the course of the program, their older daughter said, I don't think that's a woman. And so they got to have a really open, honest discussion about it in a safe place that was based on their child's own knowledge of the world. And so that was amazing. It was great to, we had a number of families who expressed their gratitude for just a really inclusive, inviting program.
That's interesting, Craig. I mean, a grown-up might not want to ask the awkward question or have the awkward conversation. Is there something about kids that are a little more unfiltered? They're a little more open to this conversation.
Absolutely. Children of all ages will come up to you and be like, are you a boy or girl? So it's an easy discussion to be, I am a boy. This is a character that I play to entertain a crowd of people, just like a clown or an actor would do. And they're like, oh, I understand that.
And obviously you've had one and you're about to have another event. The response was good enough to have an encore presentation.
Absolutely. We had lots of people who couldn't make the first one and said, oh, I hope you do it again. We had families who expressed interest in having a monthly drag queen story time at the library. Lots and lots of enthusiasm and lots of asking for additional programs, which is why we're having our second one.
Well, Craig, we can get a little taste of this on the air. You've brought a book. What are we going to be reading from today?
I will be reading The Family Book by Todd Parr. And the first story time we read Be Who You Are, who is also by Todd Parr, and that went over really well. It's very simple book, bright colors. You can easily read to the children, and they can kind of react to it and have fun with it as well.
Okay, do you want to give us and this is the one you're doing for the second event,
yep,
right?
Okay. For tomorrow morning, we will be reading The Family Book by Todd Parr. Some families are big. Some families are small. Some families are the same color. Some families are different colors. All families like to hug each other. Some families live near each other. Some families live far from each other. Some families look alike. Some families look like their pets. All families are sad when they lose someone they love. Some families have a stepmom or stepdad and stepsisters or stepbrothers. Some families adopt children. Some families have two moms or two dads.
And Holly, were you part of the selection process for the readings?
I was. I have pulled a number of books to have on hand for the event. We'll also be offering a book list of LGBTQ picture books for families who are interested in reading more. But we selected these books because they are kind of topical. They talk about inclusivity and diversity in kids' families and lives. But they're also really great for working on those early literacy skills, which is really the reason behind all of the story times and library programs we do. So they offer lots of chances for kids to interact and respond and kind of follow along. And there's a little bit of some responses and parts where kids can join in.
Craig, are you you're doing this encore performance? Are you hoping to do a bunch in the future?
Yes, absolutely. If we could make this a monthly, bi-monthly kind of program, especially because the people that I've seen come out are so happy to have a member of the LGBTQ community just living their life and experiencing with the children and kind of giving their view and their art on the world, like, as they see it.
And Craig, do some of your colleagues, other drag queens, come to you and say, hey, I want to do this too?
I think that at least one or two people have contacted either me or Holly or Danny to say that they are interested in it, which is a really great thing to have other people in the community excited about the program as well.
And Holly, this is at one branch within the Madison Public Library. Are you hoping to take it on the road to other branches, maybe even other libraries around the state?
Yeah, so this was our first one that we started with to kind of see how it went. But we definitely have plans to expand with our programming specifically with Drag Queen Storytime, but hopefully looking at other kinds of programs we can offer as well. So a number of my colleagues have been interested, and I've gotten a lot of just kind of questions and people who are looking forward to hearing about how it goes.
Holly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Craig, thanks for coming up.
Thank you so much.
Holly Stork-Post is the Youth Services Librarian at Penny Branch of Madison Public Library, and Craig Schlegel performs drag as Miss Greta and will be reading at Drag Queen Story Hour tomorrow morning at Penny Library.